I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. This week, we've been hearing from North Dakota as part of our 50 States project, hashtag 50 States. That's where we visit your communities across the country to hear how globalization is affecting you. No doubt you've heard President Trump talk about how we're losing badly in trade. It's true, the U.S. is a net importer of goods, but not all states are losing. Consider North Dakota. The state exports twice as much as it imports. The exports mostly crude oil and agricultural commodities. And as the world's Jason Margolis reports, many North Dakotans are concerned about Trump's talk on trade.
North Dakota regularly leads the nation in the production of crops like barley, canola, spring wheat, and honey. It's a big place, small population, 750,000. So farmers send a lot of their harvest overseas. Elected officials know full well exports are the state's lifeblood.
Hello, Jason. John Hoven.
How's everything down in D.C. today?
Working away.
Okay. That's U.S. Senator John Hoven, also a former governor of North Dakota. He's a Republican. Is he worried that his constituents could be hurt by amending trade deals or imposing tariffs? You bet he is.
Well, that's something I'm always concerned about. The United States, I mean, we are huge ag producers, and we need, you know, the world market. And ag is one area where the United States has a positive balance of trade.
President Trump talks a lot about renegotiating or walking away from NAFTA, the agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Hoven says the administration needs to be very careful there, but he has faith in the commerce and ag secretaries in Washington to protect agricultural interests. And Hoven thinks the president has backed off his talk to simply walk away from NAFTA.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think that may be part of his negotiating approach, if you will.
Still, not everyone is feeling quite so relaxed.
I would say there's a lot of anxiety right now.
Jeff Misling is CEO of the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Agriculture is the bright shining star when it comes to trade. We've developed those relationships over the years. We have benefited tremendously from the NAFTA agreement. Our producers export a ton of goods to both Canada and Mexico. So anytime you mess with a multilateral agreement like that, and it took so much work to get to that point, any trade agreement, I think anybody would tell you, takes years to develop those relationships and get things on paper. So, yeah, we're nervous and absolutely have every right to be.
They may have a right to be nervous, but remember, North Dakotans helped put President Trump in office. North Dakota is Trump country, big time. He more than doubled Hillary Clinton's vote total here. Lucas Lang works on a family farm in Sterling, North Dakota.
Oh, the town itself, there's probably 50 in the township.
Despite the drama surrounding President Trump, Lang really likes the president, how he comes right out and says what he thinks.
With him, there's that little bit of unknown that will get the point across, that'll appeal to those of us in the Midwest that aren't the quote-unquote elites on the coast.
And Lang likes the president's promises to rewrite the rules of trade to help people in this part of the country.
I'd call it maybe protectionist approach. I think we need to take care of our citizens first, get them good jobs, good manufacturing jobs, and then them guys that got them good manufacturing jobs can afford to buy our beef, our milk, our pork, you know.
That said, would you be willing to decrease exports to make that happen?
Yeah. I mean, I think, but it's a very complex approach with a lot of moving pieces. I mean, we'd have to get our economy moving. We'd have to, you know, cut regulations, get our manufacturers hiring good American labor, just, you know, kind of take care of our citizens first.
A patriotic stance, perhaps, but cutting exports would certainly hurt Lang's farm. Frayne Olson, an agricultural economist at North Dakota State University, is spending a lot of time on the farm these days.
Talking about trade and really what does this mean for them as farmers and their bottom line.
He talks about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. That was President Obama's signature trade agreement that would have covered 12 Asian Pacific nations and 40% of the world's economy. President Trump ripped it up hours into his presidency. Hillary Clinton claims she would have killed it too, by the way. Olson says the TPP would have been a big deal for North Dakota's farmers, standardizing the rules of trade.
It's not that we aren't already selling product into those regions. It's just when you sell into country A versus country B, they're going to have different rules. And so it's keeping track of all of this.
The 11 other nations in the TPP are now moving forward without the U.S., and that could hurt North Dakota's farmers. For example, wheat growers just to the north in Canada could soon have a leg up selling into Japan. Now, trade is complex, and it gets to be very political and very emotional very quickly. But those who are winning from global trade hope that President Trump doesn't throw out the good to try and improve the bad. For The World, Jason Margolis, Fargo, North Dakota.
And if you'd like to participate in our 50 States project, send us your story idea. You can go to PRI.org or just tweet us using the hashtag 50 States.